Welcome to the Witches Healing Podcast. This space was created to get us all back to why we started our journey in the first place. In this sacred space, we understand that the only way out is within. I'm your host, Christina, also known as Moonstone Energy, and I'll be giving life advice, affirmations for success, collective messages, and more. I'm happy you're here. Let's get into this episode. So, periodically, we'll have segments called What to Do When. So, this is your opportunity to shine. Of course, I'll be the one to kick it off, but I am reaching out to you, the listener, to fill in the blanks. So the way you'd fill in the blanks is by emailing me at info@moonstoneenergy.com or messaging me here over on Anchor. So let's get into the first segment. This one is called What to Do When You've Lacked Accountability. Now, you have to ask yourself, why are you avoiding ownership? I'll share a little story with you. Long time ago, when Christina was in the infancy of her journey, she had a very, very, very blocked throat chakra, right? She was very passive. She was very, let's say it, call a spade a spade. She was petty, okay? She was petty. She was petty at times. But most importantly, she had a problem with communication. And that lack of communication often came with the lack of accountability at times, especially in moments where she needed to step up versus being passive. So in those moments for me, and I'm speaking in third person, of course, but it's me. I'm in here. Like, I had to really sit down with myself. Because a lot of the things that I was avoiding, the ownership, I was like, no, there is no way I'm the problem. I can't be the problem. Am I the drama? No, I'm not the drama. You're the drama, okay? Like, I am not the problem here. So it took me a while to get from 2020 Christina to 2023 and beyond, highest self, she that thing, Christina, okay? It took me a while to get here. But I had to really understand, like really ask myself, why am I avoiding ownership? And it was kind of a hard thing to deal with, to be honest with you. So that's the first thing. The next thing that you want to ask yourself is, will taking ownership cause you to lose loved ones, friendships, respect for yourself, etc.? In those moments, and I'm using myself as an example. Like I said, I was a very passive person. And anyone that's listening, okay, being passive aggressive doesn't serve you. It's like choosing not to make a decision, even though by not making a decision, you are still making a decision. That's exactly what it was. So it took me a moment to really understand that I needed to actively not only just take ownership, but to understand that, okay, will it cause any issues for me by taking ownership of said issues or said, you know, things that I've done? Is this going to impact me negatively? So I had to sit with myself with that question. The next question that you want to ask yourself is, if you held yourself accountable, what does that mean for you? And also, the next question you have to ask yourself, are you able to handle the repercussions of you lacking accountability? So with all of that being said, and I'm speaking of the 2020 me, okay? When you decide or begin to take accountability for things that you said, things that you've done, it can get a little dark, especially if it's a situation where you weren't showing up for yourself in a way that, you know, that you basically, if you weren't showing up for yourself in a way that where you were protecting yourself, you were defending your own honor, you were respecting yourself and respecting others at the same time. When you begin to take accountability for the things, your actions and all of this other stuff, not just for the things that you've done to other people, but for the things that you've done for to yourself and the things that you allowed people to do to you out of the lack that you were essentially living in, that space, that space of lack, like all of that, that scarcity, it can become very, very overwhelming. It can even get dark at times, very dark, especially if it's a situation where you lacked self-love. So, in those moments, when you take ownership of the things that you've said, the things that you've done, you have to understand that, and this is the answer to what to do when. The answer is forgiveness of self, is grace. Forgiving yourself can take a lot out of you. Essentially, you are breaking down everything that you were ever taught, everything that you ever learned, everything that you ever picked up from anyone. You are breaking all of that down. And you are looking yourself in the mirror, both figuratively and very much physically. You are looking at yourself in the mirror. And if you can look at yourself in the mirror and not like what you see, it can cause you to spiral. And in those moments when you feel like you're about to spiral out of control mentally, because that can lead to other issues like depression, I want you to grab your journal and write everything that you're feeling right now. Answer those questions for yourself. What to do when I've lacked accountability? Write down your own scenario in which you've lacked accountability. And take a moment to not just take it in, as far as what was done, but to take a moment to forgive yourself. And also take a moment to give yourself grace. A lot of the times when we have done ourselves and other people wrong, we tend to hold that guilt and that shame within our bodies, and we need to release it. It could be in the form of writing. It could be in the form of meditation. It could be in the form of like yoga, like, you know, movement, getting all of that up out of you, like get yourself moving, get outside, get some air, get grounded, give yourself that space and give yourself that grace. Bars. A lot of people tend to hold on to so much shame within themselves. I've held on to a lot of shame within myself. Even now, sometimes I have to catch myself and let it go. Even if the person or whoever was involved in the situation does not feel like they're ready to forgive me, that's fine. That's okay. I can't take ownership of their feelings, their process, their time. You can't take ownership of that as either. You can't take ownership of their healing process because it's their own time. People heal in their own time, and so do you. Give yourself grace. Give yourself time. Forgive yourself. For all the times that you lacked accountability, forgive yourself for all the times that you let yourself down. Forgive yourself for holding on to things that no longer served you. Just forgive yourself of it all. That is the most freeing thing that you could possibly do for yourself in the process of healing yourself. It will save you so much time. But what did I say at the beginning of the first episode? If you can't remember, it's okay. I'll tell you. I will tell you myself. I said that the way out is within. You can't figure out anything that has to do with healing unless you go within yourself first. Because ultimately, you have all the answers that you need within yourself. God, your ancestors, spirit, all reside within you and your DNA. So any answers that you're looking for, you have to seek it within yourself first. So on that note, I want to thank you for sitting with me. I want to thank you for vibing with me, and I will talk to you all in the next episode. The next time you hear from me, let's say the next episode, you'll be one step closer to your highest self, one step closer to stepping into your divine energy and in complete flow. And so it is. Ache.